So I invite you now all to find a comfortable position. Some may choose to sit in a chair, or perhaps reclining somewhere comfortable. And imagine wherever you are, that you're closing that proverbial door, and everything that happened before our session is outside the door. As you give yourself this time and the place and the space, whenever you feel ready, I invite you to float your eyes closed in the time that's right for you. Tonight we'll begin, just focus on a space at the bottom of your nose, your two nostrils, and just begin to notice the air going in and going out. Just notice the beautiful breath, the air, the cool air entering your nose. Noticing the exhale, the air going out. As you continue to focus on that space at the bottom of the nose. And continue to breathe. Just notice the breath and the rise and fall of the belly. Just noticing without judgment, is the breath short or shallow? Is the breath long or deep? Noticing your body. And imagine now that breath. This may be a color. Maybe it's a pure white. Or a beautiful purple. Just feel the breath going in and out of the body. Feel the breath going in the nostrils, in the back of the head, and going down the throat, warming itself into the lungs. And into the belly. You feel the air as the belly begins to sink and go towards your spine. Back out the lungs. Back out the nostrils. That deep cleansing breath. And some may hear a noise when they're aware of their breath. Or maybe it's pure and silent. As you continue to focus on your breath, and I will just be quiet just for about 30 seconds. Just allow yourself to follow your own breath at your own rate and speed. That's right. You're doing so well. And imagine now that your breath is connected with the life force. And in the Torah portions of this week, the holiness code, you are holy. I am holy. You are holy. So just imagine now that your breath begins to transport you somewhere beautiful. Your sacred place. Maybe that beautiful garden or the beach. And you arrived at this beautiful place. This beautiful place, separate, holy, from your day-to-day activities. And as you've arrived in this beautiful place, you feel welcomed by the angelic realm. The goodness, the love, the laughter, the life, beautiful things around you. As you allow yourself to enter and let go, you feel welcomed in this beautiful place. And you begin to look around at all the colors, the beauty of the sacred place, magical, mystical, different from before. And you feel that as if you can run like a child and touch and see. You're seeing all things colorful, beautiful, reds and blues and pinks, oranges. You feel light and you feel free. And as you continue to breathe, you begin to feel that life force inside of you. And you begin to feel your aura around you, carrying you, transporting you in this beautiful place. And you've arrived under a canopy of beautiful, beautiful trees. And this canopy of trees welcomes you. And as you enter this beautiful place, you feel yourself connected to all that you are, your beautiful divine self. And as you do, you feel maybe one or two colors animate you, your life force. And just trust the first color that feels right, that first color that lands. And it's as if you have wings. This color transports you and helps you. It fortifies you, it nourishes your soul. And as you enter through this beautiful canopy of trees, you come to the sacred place, the ceremonial place for you. And maybe there's a chair, or you just want to stand tall and free. But this is a place, a point for yourself to have a conversation. A conversation with you and you. And as you continue to breathe in your heart, you feel your own heart light growing stronger and stronger. That soul signature of yours that makes you beautiful and kind and wonderful and unique. Breathe into that center area of who you are. And as you do, that fortifies the physical body here, connected to earth. And I will give you some quiet time now to have that conversation. That conversation with you and your spirit. Let her counsel, love you, advise you, to perhaps give you what you need for today or this week, or maybe just this very moment. So now listen to your voice rather than mine. Your sweet voice, your sweet soul. And I will be quiet for a few moments. All you need to do, dear ones, is trust. You are doing so well. And once again, just feel that color of your essence of who you are. As you rejoice in this moment, in this beautiful, beautiful sanctuary, this garden, brimming with life. Butterflies, flowers, canopies of trees, all things that are possible. And take that notion of that conversation and know that you are holy, your life is holy. Allow your actions, whether it's the food that you cook for yourself, the words that you say, the way you interact, come from that place of who you are. And just the way Abraham heard his name being called, and he answered, "Hine me, here I am." You hear your own call, hear your name, perhaps in English, another language, perhaps your native language, Hebrew. You hear the frequency, the resonant frequency of your name being called. Allow that your own name to awaken you. And again, just enjoy the beauty of this beautiful place, the colors. And imagine that you can take a snapshot of this scene that you're visualizing for yourself. Imagine it's a photo in your phone, in your camera roll. Something to remind you of whatever it is that you want reminding of. And breathe in this place and allow this to fortify your immune system, to strengthen your cells, the atoms, the neurons. That you're being bathed right now in love, the frequency of divine love. And breathe this in from the top of your head and send this all the way through your entire body. Let that love radiate out through your hands. And take a final moment. Any takeaways? Anything for you to know? The sound, the name, the calling of your divine self. And breathe all this into your heart. Again, imagine just taking that snapshot. So it's a memory in your photo, your camera roll. Take what you need, collect this energy, imagine condensing this, imagine the energy in the palms of your two hands, the scene, and you begin to enfold it, you begin to shrink it smaller and smaller, the scene, this beautiful place that can unfold and expand at a moment's notice, but you bring this in closer and closer, and imagine that you bring this into your heart. And breathe this closer and closer into your heart to give you the gifts of whatever it is that you need. And once again, becoming aware of your breath going in and out of the nostrils, colors that seem to stand out for you. And breathing this all back into your heart. And now just beginning to become aware of yourself in your chair. Perhaps you're reclining in a bed or a couch. And begin to bring all this comfort, this peace, this serenity, this holiness back into your waking state. Begin to stretch and wiggle. As I count from 1 to 5, you'll be able to come back into this time and this place, this space. So 1, slowly coming back into this time and this place. 2, breathing back in all this wisdom. 3, feeling refreshed, invigorated, alive. 4, coming back more and more aware of your surroundings. And 5, when you feel ready, you can gently open your eyes, coming back to this time and this place and this space, knowing who you are, child of love and light. May you be blessed with shalom. May you be blessed with chesed. May you be blessed with simcha. And may you be blessed with rachamim.